Wednesday, June 25th. This whole party thing has been a never-ending, gut-wrenching roller coaster ride. And just when you think the ride is finally over and it's safe to get off, it spins you around until you're dizzy, dangles you upside down in midair until you feel like you're going to puke, and then plummets you 200 feet into a death drop. All I want is to get off this thing and get my life back. I had no idea how I lost the money for my party. I was so mad at myself. While Zoe talked to the store manager to see if any money had been turned in, Chloe and I wandered aimlessly up and down the aisles of the store trying to retrace our steps. But it was hopeless. I couldn't believe we were going to have to cancel my party again. I burst into tears right there in the store, as Chloe and Zoe did their best to try to console me by giving me a big hug. Somehow, we accidentally activated that stupid party hat because it started blaring the Happy Birthday song again. I was a little surprised when Chloe and Zoe started singing Happy Birthday to me, although it was probably the saddest version I've ever heard, since both of them were pretty down in the dumps, too. They started out singing kind of soft and shy, but by the last line, they were singing boldly and passionately with all their hearts, like it was a Katy Perry power ballad or something. My BFFs did that to make me feel better because they cared. And when they finally finished, I had a huge lump in my throat. "Thanks, guys. I'm so sorry," I sniffed. "I know you worked really hard to help me with this party. Honestly, you both were looking forward to it even more than I was. Then I ruined everything by losing the money."
"Listen, Nikki, this should have been all about you and your special day," Chloe said.
"But we made it about us.
We were too busy trying to impress people and become more popular so we get invited to parties. We really let you down."
"We've been selfishly treating this like a huge social event and not like a celebration for the kindest, sweetest, most supportive friend we've ever known. I guess we both just got caught up in all the excitement," Zoe explained.
"Will you please forgive us?" they both asked.
"Of course I will," I gushed.
"You guys are the best friends ever. I'll never forget how much fun we had today, especially when we were goofing off, riding around in that cart, and..."
"OMG, the cart!"
we shrieked. We dashed to the first cart and started digging like mad through our big pile of party stuff, and lying on the very bottom of the cart was $200 in cash. It had fallen out of my pocket. OMG, we were so happy and relieved. And since my party was back on again, we rushed to the checkout line before we had another disaster. Once we got back to my house, we placed all the bags in my bedroom. Then we carefully reviewed our checklist. We had the pool, food, birthday cake, decorations, party supplies, games, and DJ for the music. Everything was all set for my party. Squee! After Chloe and Zoe left, I collapsed onto my bed in exhaustion. I was happy, and it felt really good to finally have my life under control. Suddenly, my cell phone beeped. Then a few seconds later, it beeped again. This meant I had just received two new emails.
I glanced at them and groaned loudly. From Trevor Chase. Subject: Your itinerary for Bad Boys Tour. From Madame Danielle. Subject: Your itinerary for trip to Paris.
Just great!
I had my life under control, all right. For like 30 seconds.